For 25 years, scientists have watched global temperatures rise. And for 25 years, they've watched more and more species disappear. Now, they've made a connection. They focus their attention on these creatures, 70 different species of harlequin frog, gone from 11 countries in Central and South America, even though there has often been no destruction of the wild places these animals live in.
Scientists are now beginning to find serious declines of all kinds of species, each linked in one way or another to global warming, all over the world.
And tomorrow's study seals the link.
There's a very clear relationship between temperature and the timing of the die-offs.
American biologist Alan Pounds and his colleagues use data from more than 70 researchers across the Americas and from climatologists worldwide. They discovered that over the past 20 years, the spikes in global temperatures coincided exactly in lockstep with the years when many harlequin frog species were seen for the last time.
The top line represents average tropical air temperatures. The bottom line gives you the number of species that were seen for the last time in a particular year.
With each heat surge, more species died out. The warming stresses different animals in different ways, some struggling to find cooler ground, some starving because the heat eliminates their food source. In the case of harlequin frogs, the heat has brought too many clouds to their mountain homes. It turns out those clouds are killers, blocking sunlight the frogs need to fight a deadly skin fungus.
This is a dead harlequin frog.
Scientists have long predicted global warming would wipe out many kinds of animals. The new study shows those extinctions have already begun. Bill Blakemore, ABC News, in the Monteverde Cloud Forest in Costa Rica.